Hi guys, Frankie here. I just want to let you know we have a discussion about disenchantment, and there is a slight, maybe kind of a big spoiler, whatever, at the beginning of the discussion, and it happens at about the 7-minute mark. So if you get to that point and you don't want to hear it, just go ahead and skip forward about a minute, and you can still hear the rest of the discussion. It's really good, but just want to make sure that if you guys wanted to cover your ear holes, you can do that. All right, on with the show.
Welcome back. Gather round to hear the story of the 8-bit show. On tonight's tale, we discuss necrophilia. Is it good for your health?
Is it good for your health?
The pros and cons.
Wow. So we just got kicked off of every... the internet.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're listening to this now, you're probably listening from the deep web.
The deep web?
Where we're only now allowed to post. And things are on shaky ice. We may get kicked off the deep web.
We may get kicked off. And we'll be retreating to the Russian internets.
I thought we'd go to Minitel. Isn't that like French?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, I think that's the French internet.
Where memes are illegal?
Yeah.
We can't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are kind of just a meme, right?
Yeah. We're meme-filled, that's for sure.
I would not do good in a meme-free space.
Yeah, me neither. I need my meme. I need to send memes constantly to all my coworkers.
I just like to read all the memes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
That's it. We're done.
That's a wrap. There was nothing really exciting that happened this week at all.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Stupid sexy Flanders. Yeah, no. No big news. So... let's just skip over that. Let's go into our weeks.
I got news. Huh? I got news.
Oh, what's your news?
No, I'm going to go to weeks first.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead. You ruined it. Your week better be exciting.
I actually did quite a bit since it's technically 2 weeks, so.
If it doesn't involve bears, I don't want to hear it.
It involves bats.
What kind of bears?
And men.
Any kind of bears.
And you heard him, Frankie.
Batman.
And men of the
Hairy
bat persuasion.
Men, also known as bears, is where I was going.
Man bat.
Man bat, yes. No. No.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
It was a good episode. Right? I need to watch those again. It's been so long. I have one of them. So
I recently on Blu-ray.
It's weird.
I bought one of the seasons on DVD for my nephew. Because I knew that he really liked Batman. I had no idea he had half the collection already. And one of them was the one that I got. So I was like, cool. Guess that's mine now. Sucker.
Aha.
Gift for me.
Yep.
Yes.
But am I starting then?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I thought you already did.
Well, not quite, but still. So I played the Telltale Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really interesting. It's not really a game per se.
Isn't that like all of them?
Yes, well, I mean,
like
I feel
like shtick.
Yeah, but I feel like there's more interaction in other Telltale games. There seemed to be very little, which was actually really interesting because you got to see things from Bruce's perspective a lot more, which actually was really cool. Like him, like doing more of the detective work and even like doing random things like, you know, trying to figure out everything.
How to tie his shoes?
I think he got that one down.
He went with Velcro.
I didn't. Yeah. He cheated.
Slip on.
He can afford it, so.
Velcro, it was getting cut on the bat suit when he was trying to slip it on.
So.
Slip-ons.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
But yeah, it's a really good story. Really, really good. They did some interesting stuff with the Penguin. Vicky Vale is in it from the Tim Burton
Batman, love
the first
interest.
One. Yeah. So yeah, she's in there as a news reporter. It was really good. Like, some good stuff there. So I highly recommend it. If you want an interactive graphic novel, it's pretty much what it is. If you have it on the Switch, it was really cool because you could play with the touchscreen. So it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have played any of the Telltales on a like mobile platform at all.
No one cares about Telltale or the Switch. No one owns the Switch.
It's like the worst console. PS4.
It's all the way.
PC Master Race.
PC Master Race. Xbox?
PlayStation exclusivity. We don't need your stinking cross-platform.
We don't need friends.
Yeah.
Friends. We've never losers. Had them before. We don't need them now. I feel that's Sony's stance.
That should be their tagline, you know, underneath the PlayStation logo.
It should be like their mission statement.
Yeah.
We've never had friends and we don't need them now.
But yeah, so that was really, really good. I do highly recommend that. It maybe took, it took me just a few days to play through it all, but that was pretty much all I played. So it was a good, I'd say like 8-ish hours or so, somewhere around there. Yeah, what else? Oh, I watched Disenchanted.
Did you finally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
I like it a lot.
I really like it, yeah.
Elfo's awesome.
Yeah, right.
And a huge cup of foreshadowing in the beginning. It's like he's like leaves the elf village for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you'll die out there. So I'd rather die a big death than live a small life.
Yep.
It's a good quote and also huge foreshadowing.
Yeah. You spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah, that's right. I'll insert a little one beforehand just to be sure. Because it's still pretty new.
It's not that new. It's been out for like almost a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, the internet's very, all talked about it.
That's very short in the grand scheme of things. I mean,
I feel like we talked about like Avengers sooner than that.
People, but it's a TV show, and I think people put those off a little bit more. You know, the way that it goes is it's movies, TV shows, video games. Like, that's the length like of what you have to for spoilers.
Most movies get put off more than TV shows, unless it's like Avengers or something like crazy big.
Yeah, because, I mean, I haven't caught up on S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. I need to watch the last half of the latest season.
Mm-hmm.
But I already know what happens because it already got spoiled because of the internet within like a week of it coming out. So yeah. If you haven't watched Disenchanted by now, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to do that to people. That's mean.
I'm sorry I didn't say spoilers, but I was a good part.
I mean, you look
I don't
at,
take
like,
it back.
There's people who
read
like,
nothing.
People who haven't seen like the last few seasons of Game of Thrones, you know?
Well, they deserve it by now.
No, I think, you know, years is too long, for sure. For anything, in my opinion. Definitely at the year mark, you're
Let
done.
Let me tell you what happens in The Hobbit.
Wait, what? Don't do that.
Which movie?
Frodo gets his finger bitten.
I've never seen the last movie of The Hobbit, Part 3.
You dumb.
I don't know. It was after the second one. I was just like, I'm not.
All I remember is there was magic and cliffs and
wizards and
Mel Gibson.
Dragons.
The one with the big fight, right? I don't even remember most of what happened in that.
I actually didn't watch any of the Hobbit movies.
Mm.
I was already against it when they said there was going to be three of them.
Yeah.
I was already confused because I was like, what?
What gets me more is now there's the novelization of the movies. So the book is three books.
What?
We saw that at Barnes yesterday.
Are you serious?
And I was like, That makes no sense.
If you guys could see the expression on my face. Yeah, that's... Okay, that's too far.
Even
too
that
far.
Big.
No, no, it wasn't.
It's not even as big as one, you know, because there's every Lord of the Rings book is technically two books, right? Mm-hmm. It's not even as thick as one of the halves of any one of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Like, I would have been okay if in the movie, with the movies, they were like, we're going to make two movies.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you can do that.
I think
can
it's
do
an interesting
an
thing.
Unexpected journey, and you can do there and back again. Where the last movie has the battle and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like the idea that, you know, they wanted to show more of the battle. So, but yeah, a third one is definitely far too much. Far, far too much. Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of gross, if you think about it. Anyway, so Disenchanted, though. Let's get back to that. I guess it's kind of related-ish. It's all fairy tale-ish. Yeah, it was really good. I love the characters. The ridiculousness of it is awesome, but it still has very much that Futurama slash Simpsons sort of feel to it.
It definitely has. You can tell a lot more of the people who did Futurama worked on this one.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely more in that veininess of it for sure.
Definitely that side of Matt Groening, which I'm totally okay with. Futurama, in many ways, I like a lot more than The Simpsons.
Agreed.
Well, what's really cool is that it's so story-driven, you know? Like, that's what I really like about it is that you get... I mean, Futurama's pretty story-driven, but it's, in the grand scheme of things, not really, you know?
Yeah, and they really didn't start story-driving until later on.
Yeah, exactly.
The last couple of seasons.
Yeah. So yeah, to see that like right off the bat, like sometimes an episode straight starts where the last one left off, which is really cool.
I thought it was great all the way from the beginning. Like the characters were really good. I liked the
oh
king.
My god, those elves with their fucking
singing at work is not happiness. It's insanity.
Great, good stuff.
I just really enjoyed it. I thought all the characters were really well done. And even the characters that you didn't think would have much depth, later on they develop more. And I always like character development in stories.
Yeah.
And I think they do a good job of that, especially with like the advisor guy with the three eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You find out more about him, the crazy wizard. Mm-hmm. I should have never given you those stars on your dunce head. The king is great.
Yeah.
Like, especially near the end, when you find out why he goes through these
things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, yeah, just everybody. Bean and her progression through the story is great. Mm-hmm. Lucy, even at the end, near the end, you know, he comes around.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really cool. I like Lucy. Good stuff. Good, good stuff. So there's something else. Now I can't remember it.
We ate subs.
We did eat subs. That's true.
It's big news.
That is big news. It's been a while since I've been to Dion's.
You were sick, so we ate subs.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
He's like, I didn't want any
I didn't
sub,
want any
at,
sub
that point.
At that point. You're fine. Food was not something I was very much thinking about.
Yeah.
More the not dying thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's usually good.
Mm-hmm.
And then having to deal with work at the same time because I can't call out like that. So going in just miserable, just head on my desk. Just
yeah.
Thank you for calling US. Yeah.
Be glad you don't have to see me in person. Thank you.
And then I can't even have like tissues.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
Like, are you killing me?
Why can't you have tissues?
I can't have anything that could even be have writing on it. I can't take it. I can't take in, like, a rock star. I can't take in cans. If I have a drink, it has to be in a clear, see-through container. No phones. No pens.
It's weird.
No lipstick. That really
what
hurt
about
Christian.
Your guyliner?
Oh, yeah.
It's very kind of understandable. They don't want you.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sensitive information we deal with.
Yeah, for sure.
The right person could do a lot of damage with that.
Well, I mean, that all makes sense.
It's the reason but that we can't have time. Cups. We used to be able to have, like, fountain cups and stuff, but someone got caught sneaking out information inside the cup.
Wow.
So they took our cups away.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, all the information that I have access to. But, like...
Well, but they keep track of you, I'm sure, in other ways. It's harder with call centers, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, you gotta, like... The people who are hired on your end are a lot more regulated than the people who are hired on my end.
You think so, but I don't know.
I do.
I do.
I have a manager who just straight up said, I hire everybody.
What company do you work for? A major
and then
one.
HR is getting in trouble because of nutrition, because people are sticking around. I'm like, But they do just the first interview. Second interview always goes to a TN, and they're the ones who decide to hire or not.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you... Of course, the people that doing the first interview, if they pass the test and they pass the basic questions, move you on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's work is ridiculous.
I can't remember the last one though, so I guess we'll call it quits there.
Don't remember the last thing you did?
Monster Hunter?
No, I didn't get a chance to play any of that, unfortunately. I'm really upset because I had it in my GameFly queue, but I guess too many people got to it before my time came up for it, so.
Boo.
And what's really dumb is they sent me Doom. I forgot that was in my queue. So, yeah. And I was like,
Doom is really good.
That reminds me, do you still want to borrow that?
Eventually. I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, let me know.
Doom's really good.
It is really good. I haven't beaten it yet, but...
Is yeah, Eternal coming out on the Switch?
What?
Doom Eternal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, everything's coming to the Switch eventually.
But nobody wants one, so it's pointless. Except for me.
For you.
Shut up, Nintendo. Take my money.
So
we'll get to that later.
Yeah. So your guys' week?
Good.
I think it's okay. I didn't do a whole lot. Work a lot of overtime. Played the new Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Yep. To the PS4 Spider-Man for a while.
Nice.
Spent like 2 hours just swinging around New York.
Is it awesome?
It's fun. They know that. I 2 hours of just doing that, and I was having a blast the whole time, like trying to like dive down and get as like close to the ground as I can by swinging. And
yeah,
stuff. You get points for it too. I'm like, yes. It was fun. I didn't do much of the fighting combat stuff, mostly because I was playing
too
with
much fun swinging around.
Yeah, well, I was playing with Andrew, and he was a lot farther in, so the fights were a lot harder.
Yeah,
and I hadn't been playing, so
yeah, makes sense.
I was kind of thrown off by the fights a lot. I was trying, but I was having more fun swinging around. I did do some like stopping some crimes a little bit. Pulling people
some
out
like
of cars,
random ones.
Riding on top of the cars and pulling people out and stuff. That was a lot of, that was fun.
Do you have a moment like in the movie where you go to stop somebody that's breaking into a car and it turns out to be his car?
No.
Oh, that would have been good.
No, it very much distinctly tells you who's committing crimes.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It was good. I thought it was really, really well done. I could see it getting kind of repetitive after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just about like any one of those type of games do.
Yeah.
Did you experience any of the fun glitches?
Mm-mm.
What are these glitches? I haven't heard.
They're like on par with the Assassin's Creed ones, so they're just ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's like the camera mode in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Has a cool like selfie option where it's like Peter Parker taking selfies.
Nice.
With Spider-Man. So it's pretty funny, and sometimes he'll have his hands in different positions. And
mm-hmm.
we ran across a few weird glitches with that because sometimes we're trying to take like weird pictures. There was one I was like sitting on top of a guy. I was like, oh, I want to see if I could get a good selfie of this. Then it was all weird. I was like, what the? That looks like a deformity, like some Lovecraftian shit going on here.
You were in all positions there?
Yeah. Started watching Iron Fist season 2.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Hmm.
I want to.
Daredevil's
like it.
Also coming back too for third season, right? Yeah,
third season, and that Daredevil will be.
Are you more excited for that?
I don't know. I mean, I like Daredevil a lot more when it comes to the Marvel Netflix stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to like the next Punisher part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
quite a bit. And I still actually haven't watched Jessica Jones season 2 yet.
Yeah, neither have I. I think that's the one that I do like the most.
I did like Jessica Jones a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I watched DuckTales.
Woo!
The new one.
Mm-hmm.
So great. They did a really good job.
I just don't, yeah. I've been told by so many people now that I need to just check it out, but I haven't yet, so.
What else did I do? Grand Theft Auto. Played a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
Stealing cars, getting the cops called on you.
Game really weird. I had discovered
going the speed limit, stopping at traffic lights.
Well, I've tried that,
and it's really hard.
Yeah, and it's not because you're the bad driver.
No, yeah,
it's because everyone else that drives all the AI drivers in that game
they're
are
assholes.
Clinically insane.
Oh no, totally.
They're just like drivers in town.
They cut you off like so crazy. Worse. Yeah,
they'll straight run into the side of you like.
Again,
no
so like
reason.
The people in town.
Right? Yeah.
And I've been playing it all on first person view, which has been kind of fun.
Oh, that's interesting. Cool, cool.
I don't like being Trevor a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as enjoyable of a character as the other ones, I feel. Although a lot of people felt opposite.
Yeah.
He's definitely over the top and like that. But I don't know. I like the other two because it gave me the feel of the games that I like the most, you know, Michael, we really felt like that Vice City type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Franklin.
So
he's just, it was San Andreas all over again. I was like, this is great. Mm-hmm.
So where does this rank on your GTA so far? Is Chinatown Wars still number one?
Yes. 100%. Yes.
That was a really good one.
Chinatown Wars, GTA 2. San Andreas, and I'd say 5 probably falls after that. Yeah, it gives you a lot of freedom, lots of stuff to do, lots of stuff to discover. And that's always great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of the online, mostly because other people suck. Especially on the computer, it gets real bad.
Yeah.
If you play it on the PS4, you won't have that problem.
Yeah, well, because you can't play with anybody else. But it's good. I mean, I like it. It's definitely better than 4 was.
Hmm. That's good.
Cool.
That's about it. I think I'm going to pop on the Humble Bundle that's out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
What's on that?
It's the Unity Bundle. So they have a bunch of developer stuff.
Unity!
Sorry. A bunch of, like, game developing software.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm not
really
too worried
cool.
about that, but they all have a lot of that in it. But they had Wasteland 2.
Oh, nice.
Shadow Tactics, which I've been looking
mm-hmm.
at.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Tides of Numenera.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah. And I've been playing Numenera, the tabletop RPG,
mm-hmm.
with my nerd friends, like we do every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been playing Numenera occasionally, and so I was like, oh, and that game alone is like $40. And right now you can get all three of those for like $15.
Nice.
Plus a bunch of other stuff that comes with it, you know,
yeah.
the Humble Bundle. But those three games, so I was like.
You know what I find on there? If even if there's like two games on there that you're interested in, it's just, it's so worth it.
Especially when the price of those games are like $40, $30.
Yeah, exactly.
New.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I was the sort of person that had enough money that, like, is one of those big, crazy donators that you're just like, oh my god, they just spent that much for a Humble Bundle. That's awesome.
I feel the same way with, like, Kickstarter stuff.
Yeah, right?
Like, especially for board games. Like, if I had a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'd be backing a lot of board games. But, yeah. And then Minecraft, of course. Played Minecraft.
Yeah, we can talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
Minecraft Hour.
And Deadpool over and over again on repeat.
Yep, sounds like a good time. Sexually.
Mm-hmm. I got my blue rubber shoes.
Just make sure you bring a rubber glove also. Just one, though.
That was about my week. How was yours?
It was okay. Let's see, what did I do? Minecraft. Played some more of Little Dragon Cafe.
Oh, cool.
So my dragon finally grew a little bit, so now he can attack enemies and break some barriers.
Mm-hmm. Can he blow fire?
No, not yet.
Even like a small, like, smoke?
No, he just whips his tail in a circle.
Okay.
He's still a baby. Okay. So it's a fun little cooking rhythm game.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Like, the story is not anything spectacular, but it's nice to play a few minutes here and there. What else did I do? I was watching The Toys That Made Us. It's pretty cool.
I like it.
They do, like, the history of a toy series. Like, there's one about all of the Star Trek toys and, like, all of the ups and downs in production and stuff.
Mostly downs.
Yeah.
For Star Trek toys. But that was a good show. Yeah, I liked it.
So I watched that one, Transformers, Star Wars, and the Sanrio Hello Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
That one was my favorite.
The Sanrio one was good.
Yeah.
I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
A touching story. I just wanted to do all the cute stuff.
I watched up to the Lego one.
Oh yeah, I watched that one. That was a good one. They had some interesting quirks about the system.
How they ran things.
Yeah.
Very particular.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Until their patent ran up.
Yeah.
And then they almost went bankrupt and they had to stray from that just a bit. I feel like I had something big, but now I don't remember what it was.
I remember what mine was.
What was yours? Maybe it will jog my memory.
So mine was Perfect Blue. I'm pretty sure, right? And I didn't talk about that last time. I think that was in between. Have you heard of that? Christian? Perfect Blue?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I was going through files in my head.
Oh, okay.
I know.
You had the spinning wheel of death for just a few seconds there.
I know, it was like a blank stare.
You recovered.
Like, it takes a while sometimes. Sometimes you gotta blow off some of the dust.
It's an anime from like, gets like the early to mid 90s, somewhere around there. And I guess like it's finally come over to the US, like just barely. So, it was in theaters, but, it's like a horror-ish movie. I guess it's more of like a psychological thriller. It was crazy. Like, it was really good though. Like from the beginning, like the whole way that all the scenes are done, it's jarring in just enough way where you kind of know what's going on. And then
I don't think I've ever heard.
Anybody? Yeah, no. That's happened before. I think it's just like somebody that comes over and just knocks really hard a few times or something. I don't know. Anyways, but so it gives you this like sense that you know what's going on, but it kind of takes that away from you here and there. And yeah, and then there's just a part where it's like you kind of get. It's almost this Fight Club moment where you're like, wait, what? What did I miss? But it's really good. It's good. It's a good thriller for sure. It's really intense. Without having too much of a spoiler out there, because I don't know how many people even know about this. And the thing is too, I normally don't like animes, and like the first third of it, I was kind of like, oh great, this is kind of like a typical anime. Like, I'm not really enjoying this, but I like really, kept like getting better and better and better and better. But so there's a part of it that's really, really graphic. Like, it's super intense and really messed up. And yeah, so warning, if you're sensitive to violence, then like extreme violence, I would say. Yeah, there's a part in it that's, it's, I can't say any more than that without ruining it. But yeah.
You already did. Thanks.
It's interesting.
Yep. No spoilers. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a spoiler free episode.
But yeah. Jog your memory?
No.
I think that blew her brain out.
Well, I remembered, like, we talked about it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't think it was anything new that you left out, because I was like, oh yeah, I already heard about that.
Yeah.
So we're watching Legend of Korra. I don't know if either of you watched that.
Yeah.
So I had started watching it previously, and I got like halfway through the second season. So if I had gone like one more episode is where it goes like totally bananas.
Hmm.
And it was super great. So I'm excited, for the third and fourth season.
Did you see the new show, that creator has coming out?
Mm-mm.
Like, Dragon Prince?
I don't know, just look into it.
But yeah, there's a lot of talk that it's like the successor to Last Avatar.
Yeah, the Last Airbender was a pretty solid show. So Legend of Korra is pretty good so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. The first season was a bit rough.
It was, I didn't think it was bad, but I was like, eh, it's kind of an unnecessary sequel. But I'm really glad that the second season picked up as well as it did.
I'll have to finish it, because I just finished the first. It's like, nah, okay.
Yeah, it goes like off the rails. So once you get like halfway through the second season, like it's a kind of a political story for the most part. And then, yeah, it gets much bigger.
But not like Star Wars political.
Like banking. And
like boring.
No.
And nonsensical.
Huh. I think that's pretty much it. Not a whole lot. Just work and dumb stuff.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Minecraft updates? Anybody got anything good?
I posted a picture of my boat.
Your boat?
I saw it.
I didn't see it.
It's on Twitter.
No. Yeah, I gotta go check it out. I am in
his boat or the Twitter?
Both. Okay. His Tweety box, to be precise. Mm. Yeah.
It sounds moist.
Only sometimes.
Only when you're aroused.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Only when I'm turned off.
Like, I'm completely disgusted.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
I put
so how much
some railing on my boat.
Okay.
I got some masts.
Yeah. Okay. Nice, nice.
Planning those out. Still haven't done anything on the inside yet. But we're working on it. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Making progress. I still don't know what I'm doing with the front. I'm on a.
Are you gonna do like? Are you thinking about doing one of the long? What are they called? The long things that jut out on the front.
Yeah.
Oh, where they have like the mermaids or ladies decorating it.
Yeah, where it's like just like it's almost like one long plank, and then underneath it is the decoration.
Yeah, because it's used. That piece is used to hold a sail. In place.
Ah.
The sail of the mast right in front of it. And
I know zero about boating, so.
Had a sail that went from that to.
Really?
That, a triangle,
I didn't know that.
A triangle shaped one.
Huh. Good to know.
Yep, that's tied to the sides. That's how you change the angle of it.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So I have studied boats and
yeah.
while building the boat because I feel that's the best way to build.
Yeah, no, totally.
Not only
does it give you a little bit more appreciation of what you're doing, but it also helps you design things, you know, in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how,
looking at like it should.
Yeah. So like one of the guys that I watch on YouTube, Alex Steele, that does like a lot of metal work. You know, he'll make a sword and, you know, he'll have an idea of like what era he wants it to come from, right? And he'll like go and study all that stuff while he's making it. Like he'll do his initial work, you know, or initial studying, but he continues to look into it and, you know, like find out like little things that they did and why they did it. And yeah, so I think, I mean, in anything creative, if you're doing anything like that, then it's good to do.
To hit something.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Art.
Yep.
Take a look at what you're doing. You know, it's like, just studying picture after picture after picture of whatever you're trying to come up with.
Yeah.
Like boats. That's how I started with it. I was like, let's look at boats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I came up with kind of the basic design. I looked how most of them are made.
Yeah. That's cool though. Yep. Do you have any sort of plan for the inside or?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, it's pretty
you
much
haven't touched
my
it yet.
Base.
Yeah.
Are you going to grow trees inside of it?
Not trees. There is going to be garden area. There is going to be produce area to keep the vessel moving along. You know?
Yeah.
It's a carrot powered boat. All right.
Mm-hmm. Carrot powered boats.
Yeah. There'll be a chickens.
Well, it's your crew. That makes sense.
Yeah. I had to clear out. I had to fire them.
Downsize
most of the chickens.
Yeah.
Tough
literally
times.
Fire most of the chickens.
Literally fire. It was tasty, let me tell you. But
mostly because I was needing food badly. I mean, I have lots and lots of fish, but I was like,
yeah, you're surrounded by fish and you just, you're looking good. Bob.
what's up?
It's probably a chicken named
what's
Bob.
What's up, Chiggy?
Chiggy.
But
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
That'll be like my base of operations on my bedroom. I'll have my enchanting room. A lot of the good portion of stuff that I'll use a lot there, storage, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
and the town will hold a lot of the other stuff because I have a plan for the village next to my place.
Nice.
I'm gonna rebuild it, make it look nice and sharp. And make all the buildings something. One of them is actually the entrance to my mine already. One of the buildings in the town. If you go into it, it just has a huge staircase going down.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'll have a mine cart going up. So I made it wide enough to have all that.
Mm-hmm. Smart
built
choice.
It down to bedrock. I got two layers, one right at the beginning of bedrock and then one a couple.
Hey, if are you digging out at bedrock? Like, are you uncovering all the bedrock as you go along in your dig?
In one of them, yeah.
Okay, so.
In my lowest one, yeah.
If you can tell me if you spot a very particular pattern, it needs to be, center block empty and then up, down, left, and right, there's a block there.
Bedrock?
Yeah, all of it needs to be, yeah, those four need to be bedrock. And everything else underneath it needs to be bedrock. But yeah, I need like a cross with the center out.
Okay.
So.
Okay. What? Is there a reason?
Yes. If I can ever get a wither, apparently that's the best way to grow them, to make them. Because they explode whatever you put them in, right? So it's really hard to do it underground because they'll literally just blow everything away. So you want to do it at the lowest level that you possibly can. And apparently the only way you can kind of trap them in an area is if you put them down in that pattern. I don't know if it still works, but it used to at one point, so.
Interesting.
And I really, really want to make myself a damn beacon.
I found an interesting
design for Guardian XP farm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The bad part about the farm is you do need constant food while doing it, because when you hit the Guardians, you know, they hit you with the spikies. So you take damage. But you gain a lot of experience from it. So I may do that in the future.
Yeah.
I have a plan for under my boat.
What's your plan?
I'm going to try and build like a scientific research looking thing.
Like a glass. An underwater research facility?
Nice. Glass tube.
What's it called in Final Fantasy VII?
No.
Oh, it's just the underwater reactor. Never mind. Getting ahead of myself.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
So, I mean, that'll be fun. But I'm mostly working on my boat, which has taken a lot of wood, so that's taking time.
Do you have jungle?
No.
Do you want me to bring you?
I would like not too far from you.
I wouldn't mind if you had some.
I have saplings.
I could use it.
I'll bring you at least eight. I know I have. I probably have way more than that, but I know I have.
I don't
least
know how
eight.
Much jungle trees I'll need, but I do have some plans because of the new trapdoors you can make with them. They have a certain look to them that I think will go well with the boat.
Cool. And you?
So I'm still trying to decide how I'm going to build. I have some ideas for, cause like the little portion of my boat is above ground. And then there's that door that goes out underwater.
Yeah.
So I might expand that. I was thinking like part of it being glass and part of it being wood.
Like the sides being glass or the top being glass or all of it being glass?
Like the first level being glass.
Oh, okay.
And then like underneath that being solid.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
That might require me to get some more sea pickles. So I'll have to go on an adventure for those.
I have a crap ton of those, actually.
I will take them if you don't want them.
Yeah, I collected them all because I was like, I don't know if I'll need these, so okay. And I think I have like two stacks worth, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
I cleared out one of the like desert hills next to me.
Oh yeah, nice.
Because I'm planning on making like spreading out the dirt more so I can plant more trees. And then there's one across from me where I put a bunch of those orange ones that grow like sideways.
Oh yeah. What is it? The Savannah trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are all growing over there. And then just filling in maps and adventuring.
Yep. I haven't done much adventuring, mostly just building like I tend to do.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah, totally fair.
Although I'm going to have to because I need some prismarine and because I have a feeling I'm going to get that last shell real soon.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I want a conduit so bad.
Yeah.
That'll make everything I want to do in the water so much easier to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. How many do you need to start it? Six?
Prismarine?
No.
The Nautilus
Eight.
Shells.
The Nautilus.
You have to surround the heart of the sea.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You add more prismarine to make it stronger. That's what it is.
Yeah, it rings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rings on each bias.
Yeah.
And you'll have the strongest it can get.
Yeah. Cool. I don't really have anything to update. Like, I've done little stuff here and there. It's nothing big, so.
Oh, yeah. And then I realized you guys were, like, way closer.
Oh,
than
yeah.
I
that's
thought
right.
You were.
She found you.
Yeah. So Frankie was like, oh, you go east to the icy area, and then you go south. So I went, like, across the ocean, like, to the next map area.
Yeah, so you're way out of the way.
Yeah. So I explored some of that area, and then I went to the one below it, and I explored a bunch of that, which the map ended up getting messed up, so now it's just blank, and I don't know what happened there. So then I got to the third one, and I was looking around. I was like, ah, fuck it, I'm just going to go back. So then I was making my way back west, and then I saw that village, because I came, like, from around it. And then I was like, oh, there's his boat. It's way closer. But it just shows up like a little skid mark on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so small on the map.
Right? But it's huge in person.
It's a pretty big boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks small from far away, ladies, but when you're up close and personal.
It's a grower.
Yeah.
It's not a cruise boat. Although I thought about it for a minute when I was plotting it out. I was like, maybe I should just make this like a ridiculously large cruise boat.
20 stories tall.
Yeah, like 10 decks.
Yeah.
Just massive. And I was like, no, that's going to take way too much resources.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I was plotting it, I'm like running out of wood constantly. I'm like, yeah, it's...
Yeah.
We'll stop here.
Cool. On to the news.
News.
Yeah, I don't have anything. Newsy news. Nothing excited me.
Nothing excited me.
Nothing excited me.
Nothing?
Not a thing.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have... There was... dang it, actually, I forgot to say that. There was something that I did see last week. I don't remember. I only have one real piece of news. And that's Nintendo.
Nintendo Direct.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple other stuff. I was trying to pull it all up now.
News, my birthday is in like 2 weeks.
What? When did this happen?
30 years ago. Almost 31.
Mm-hmm. Well, we won't have a podcast next week.
Yes, but my dad's going to be in town.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to spend time with my dad. I haven't seen him in like 7 years.
Makes sense.
So
that's some news.
Yeah, that's pretty good news. I'm super excited about it.
Should be fun.
Mm-hmm. But the week after, we can do a special birthday one.
We'll see. I took the day off of work. So my birthday's on a Wednesday. So I took the following Friday and Monday off to make a 4-day weekend. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think that's good.
So I was like, I don't want to just take a Wednesday off. That sucks.
Yeah. So. Right in the middle. I remember when I had that schedule. It was really weird.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah. I think I had Sunday and. Yeah, Sundays and Wednesdays off.
What?
Yep. I mean, it's nice to work on Saturdays in a way because, like, nobody bothered me. I could get all the things that I wanted done.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Shall we start with the Nintendo? Not bury the lead?
I did have something outside of...
Let's hear it.
Nintendo.
Do it.
Something about that I'm excited about. A game. Cyberpunk.
Uh-huh.
2077.
Yeah.
I watched an interview with the gentleman who created Cyberpunk 2020, the original mm-hmm. tabletop RPG. Apparently he had a lot to do with helping development and story writing and everything when it came to the new 77.
That's cool.
And he had a chance to... Like, the talks of this game have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Lots of game studios kind of wanted Cyberpunk 2020 as a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he put more faith into them after their work on The Witcher and everything.
Understandably.
He got to visit them, and they had, like, a really nice studio. And, you know, he was pretty sure that it was just going to be, like, two dudes in a garage with a goat. So I thought it was cool. I'm really looking forward to that game and to learn that the original creator got more of a hands-on.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't got any other news. I'm looking here. I'm trying to skim through real quick. Nothing. Right? Okay. So let me pull up the Nintendo stuff real quick. That way I can...
You got it all memorized.
Do you?
No.
I remember there was a whole bunch of stuff that nobody cared about.
Like
all of it.
I feel like the only people that didn't care about it are the ones that don't have Switches. Because they got PlayStations.
Right. That's true.
I'm lying. I want Luigi's Mansion so damn bad.
Well, I mean, you get something on the 3DS there, so...
That's true. In like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a plan, too.
This winter is going to be so expensive.
Right. Seriously. Yeah, I don't need... damn it, Nintendo. I hate you so much.
All the Final Fantasy games.
All of 2019 also.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so broke, guys.
Should we start with what everybody was most excited about?
Most excited?
Shit. I know what I was most excited about.
I know what I was most excited about, too.
Okay. Okay, what were you most excited about?
Go first.
Katamari Reroll.
I knew it.
Yeah!
Like, as soon as you see the silhouette of the King of Cosmos, I was so excited. So.
Yeah, that was the one that... was that the one that you had me first play?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I definitely got to pick it up because I don't know if I ever actually own that one.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So it'll be cool.
So I hope that they'll eventually bring the other ones because there was a couple for the PSP that I didn't get to play because I didn't have one.
Yeah.
But all of the ones on the PS2 and the 360 I got.
Mm-hmm. I got to fix up my PSP.
And it's getting a physical release.
Right.
Which a lot of them aren't, seems like.
Yeah, for sure.
All the Final Fantasy games, that's kind of cool.
Is that what you're most excited about?
No.
Well, what are you most excited about? That's not...
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah. I should have guessed, but...
Yeah, that one looks pretty cool. I'm excited to pick up the first one for the 3DS, because I never actually played that one.
I'm excited for that one, too, plus the little, like, co-op feature with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that looks like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really liked Luigi's Mansion. I thought that was a great game.
I saw him play it.
So I'm super down to play again.
Did you play the...
The 3DS one?
Yeah, the Dark Moon or whatever?
Nope.
That one was fun.
Nope. Yeah, I gotta check them all out. Everybody I know that's played it, like, loves it, so... It's definitely something that I need to look into.
I'm also... The other one that caught my attention heavily was Town.
Town, that's right.
Yeah, that one looked really interesting.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the same guys who did Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that one. I was like,
That one.
That was like the one that piqued my interest as far as a game I hadn't seen before.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Ish. Maybe. I don't know. It depends. Didn't say too much about it, but it initially made me think of My Life as King, you know, where you're just you're in a town. That's your town, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, depending on how far they go with it, it could be really, really cool. So, I guess we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that was definitely interesting. My big one that I just got way too excited for. So, honestly, when they announced Isabelle for... Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Isabelle so much.
Can I tell you?
I know, she's so cute and so adorable.
When I saw that.
And so nice. And, like, when they added her to Mario Kart, it was just great because she's still so nice and adorable even while she's being a dick to you. It's great.
And so I want to explain something when I first saw that.
Mm.
You're the first person I thought of. And I hated you instantly. You haven't even fought me with her yet, and I already hated you.
Yeah, I think I got a new main here already.
I already hated you. I was like, he's going to pick her nonstop and he's going to get good with her and he's going to kick my ass. And I'm just going to be very livid that this cute little thing is beating me down. No matter who I am, I'll be Cloud with a big ass Buster sword. And there you are, you little.
But honestly, I was happy enough that they did that. I know a lot of people were like, oh, they're going to troll us. You know, like that's like the whole thing that everybody like was like, shit, Nintendo, why are you going to do this? And then of course everybody was really excited that, a full Animal Crossing got announced. So I cannot wait for that. I've been waiting for that.
That would be your biggest.
That is definitely my biggest for sure.
Nailed it. So, I nailed both of your guys.
I'm excited for it. I'm not like super pumped for it. But I played a lot of the Happy Home Designers, so I think I kind of had my fill for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm on a toss-up. As I stated before, I'll be getting a Switch but now I don't know which one.
Oh, you mean, are you thinking about getting the Pokemon one?
It's so awesome.
Right?
I love it, and a lot of
people... It has the two best Pokemon on the face of the planet on the cover of it.
Are you going to have to... Are you going to sell your Switch and get a new one?
No.
Now that... I mean, there's cloud saves, so...
I don't know. But, like, a lot of people were saying that they don't like it because the Joy-Cons don't match. But I'm like...
What?
They don't need to match. There's the red and the blue.
Yeah.
Those don't match. And they're like, well, it looks like old mustard, but I'm like... Pikachu's yellow Eevee's brown. Why would they be the same?
I actually like the colors. I think they're unique.
Yeah, I think they look great. I like it.
They're very natural looking, and I like that style.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they look good.
The two best Pokemon are on the cover of it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And the Smash one, the Joy-Cons are meh. Like, the dock looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't, like, super thrilled about
that. Yeah, I was definitely more thrilled about the Pokemans. Yeah. For sure. So Final Fantasy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to pick up 7.
You'll get 7 on the Switch sooner than you will on the PS4.
That was my original thought, too. I was like,
I didn't think of that.
And it's probably going to be the better version of it, too.
Well, you get it all at once. Well, I have to do episodes.
Right.
So I feel like I'm probably going to end up buying most of them. I think the only ones that I wouldn't is 10 and 10-2, and because we just bought the re-release of 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's still fresh. Like, we haven't even beat it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them I'll probably buy. I'm definitely going to get the 15 Pocket Edition.
Is it interesting that
I'd rather have that over the normal 15, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
It was really good.
I played a bit on the phone, and I really enjoyed it. I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
It was on the phone, so I was like, the controls kind of suck, but this is good.
Yeah.
Did you guys find it interesting that they're bringing 7, not 8, and 9 and 10?
I heard there was something with that.
Is there?
I can't remember what I think it was on Reddit, so I don't know how much of it's accurate.
Hmm.
I'm sure it'll just be a matter of time before they end up.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something weird about something glitchy, maybe. I don't know. But I thought that it was weird that it was 7, 9, and 10. I don't know. I thought 8 didn't do too bad, right? I mean, I don't think that's the reason, right? I mean, it still sold well.
I don't think it had anything to do with sales.
Yeah.
I think it was more of a
technical issue.
Yeah, licensing.
Oh, thing. A licensing thing?
Well, I don't think it was like... Because it was Squaresoft. I think, I don't know what it was. Something to do with like a licensing thing, mm-hmm. a minor detail on why they couldn't just bring that one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. 8 is the weaker of the titles. Honestly, I would get 9 out of all of them.
I already have
7 on my PS3.
Hate the art style for 9.
A lot of people do.
Zidane was one of my favorite heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I went from playing 7 mm-hmm. and 8, who had literally the same protagonists. Cloud and Squall are
really
the same person, just one has brown hair.
That's how I feel about Cloud and Lightning.
The same person, yeah. They can't get away from that hero.
Were they like, third time's the charm? We'll get it right this time.
And they didn't.
We'll make her She's actually my favorite, at least out of those two. I don't know about Zidane, so. She's one of my favorite Final Fantasy characters, period. Personally,
Riku is my favorite.
Well, and for me, it's just because, like, yeah, she's stoic or whatever, like a lot of characters are, but there's a lot of whiny parts to those characters, and she's not like that at all.
That's why I like really Zidane. Cool. Zidane was just like that upbeat uh-huh. hero. That's why it was nice and refreshing, and that's one of the things that really got me
mm-hmm.
for 9.
I gotta play.
He's not the best.
I'm gonna buy them
hero because there's way better characters in that story.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being the protagonist, he was definitely a welcoming change from the depressing, mopey character that is Squall and Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Plus, I haven't played 9 in a long time, so I really wouldn't mind playing that one. I have 7 on my PS3.
Those are all coming out next year, though, right?
Yeah. I have 10 and 10-2 on my PS3.
Yeah.
Not worried about that. Yoshi?
I'm excited for that too.
I'm really excited for that.
It's like Yoshi's story.
Yeah, I'll take anything Yoshi, honestly, but yeah.
Even the Kirby coming to, like, being ported over. I'm excited for that. That game was a lot of fun.
Epic Yarns, yeah.
Epic Yarn was really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I beat that one or Woolly World. So I need to go back and beat those, but.
Woolly World was good.
We got through quite a bit of Woolly World.
Woolly World, yeah.
We played a lot of Epic Yarn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I don't think I actually beat the game, so we'll see.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion 3 definitely has me excited.
Mm-hmm. What else is there?
Their online features.
Yeah, there's a lot of online. Well, what's interesting is there was, but there isn't.
Soon, right?
September 18th.
Yeah, so like, what's today?
And how much?
In 4 days.
How much was it going to be?
$20 a year.
Yeah, $20 a year, or you could do like $3.99 a month.
Yeah.
Or you could do like a 3 month chunk.
I really like that price tag.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, like, you look at it, and they're not offering all these crazy extras that, like, Microsoft and Sony do, but they're still offering some cool stuff. Like,
I feel like they're offering like smaller versions of them.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. I love it. Like, that is a great price. That's what it should be. So I really hope that, yeah, it's successful, because the ability to just do the cloud saves alone is worth the $20 to me, mm-hmm. you know,
and Wasteland 2, even though I'm probably going to get it for the PC.
Like, yep. Now you can have it in more places. You're running out of reasons to hold
Bethesda,
off.
I don't know if you guys saw Bethesda came out and was talking about the Switch.
Yeah.
And
I heard about that.
Their stuff with the Switch. Yeah, you know, they're all excited and how they would love to do an exclusive title. I'm like, no, fuck you.
Also.
Because I'll have to. I'll just have to.
Also, what I thought would catch your attention a lot are all those board games.
That's really cool, too. Asmodee, the game designer, Asmodee.
Yeah.
Has a bunch of his games coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Platform. That's really cool.
I'm going to pick those up for sure.
Like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I like that idea. I mean, I carry my Switch around everywhere with me anyways. It'd be nice to have some of those board games to just have, you know, like just in my back pocket, my backpack, whatever. Same difference. Sorry, we can get back to the online stuff.
So you get the cloud save.
Mm-hmm.
You get their retro library, which is pretty cool.
They showed off some games. Like, were those actually games that were going to be in there? Because I don't think they explicitly said, but there was a bunch of titles that they definitely showed.
Yeah. So, I don't know, like, what the starting list is going to be, but mm-hmm. there was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So that alone's pretty cool.
Yeah, right? And then I feel like they kind of snuck in the whole, use the Switch app to chat with your friends. It's like, yeah, we knew about that.
Doesn't seem so bad. Like, it's not great, but
yeah. But all being said, though, I think we knew about pretty much everything that they said about it beforehand. Yeah. It wasn't really out of left field, but still, it's nice to see that these things that have been said to be in the works, and also the things that people are getting excited about, they're actually coming to fruition. So good on Nintendo for delivering to gamers. I think that's really awesome. So,
on time.
Yeah, right? So, bam.
Then Adrian had mentioned that they're putting Oddworld on there also.
Really?
Stranger's Wrath, I heard. I don't know if they're doing... Are they doing, like... They might be doing also New and Tasty?
No, it wasn't that. I don't know. I've never played any of them, so...
I saw that they were doing
so.
Stranger's Wrath.
Huh.
Maybe that's what it was.
That one's pretty good, actually. I actually have that for my cell phone, too.
There was something else that I remember seeing that was kind of a surprise that I don't think they talked about on the direct, but came out on their YouTube channel.
Surgeon Simulator?
It might have been that. I am excited for some Surgeon Simulator.
It's already on there.
It is? Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
That and the Final Fantasy Pocket Edition.
Yeah, I knew about that one.
I think this week they're on sale.
Oh.
So I think Surgeon Simulator was like $11.99 and Final Fantasy was like $14.99 or $17.99.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Pocket Edition, they released like all of it? Because I know for the cell phone version, they had it like split up.
I don't think they've mentioned it being any episodic content, so I would assume.
Yeah, they haven't said. But I don't know if it includes like the DLC stuff. I would imagine that it doesn't, because I don't think all of it's out yet. But I don't know.
Just wondering, because I know the cell phone one kind of goes episodic.
Mm-hmm.
Which I liked it. I thought it was fun. Plus, I dig the chibi thing.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all pretty cute.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Well, that does it for my news.
Yeah, I didn't have much else. I mean, it's not like the whole
no, there hasn't really been much happened, else.
Except for that Nintendo Direct was pretty big.
Yeah.
BlizzCon, we haven't gotten too much news out of that yet. I don't think it's happening quite yet.
I don't know.
I don't know when that comes.
I don't think it's started yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
When does it start? Because I'm pretty looking forward to any bit of news.
Pretty sure I would have seen something in Facebook about people leaving.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see in classic Blizzard style, they have some job openings.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up for some undisclosed.
Always undisclosed.
Title, of course.
Right.
Until you don't know what the job is? Like, you just apply for this mystery job?
No, the job,
they have it listed.
Oh.
The job is for like, game design.
Oh,
but
that
like,
makes more sense.
The description of, like, what they're looking for isn't something that fits with what they have so far. So it's, like,
out of the norm.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's wrap this thing up. Let's set this ablaze. Get the F out.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Always great to have you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website. That's classicgamerbrain.com.
We have Facebook/8bitshow.
Tweeties. We got Tweety boxes.
I have Twitter boxes. I posted a picture.
You have two Twitter boxes.
I posted a picture.
That's right.
Poots like second tweet. Or two littles. Second tweet.
Yeah.
Like ever.
Right. That's okay. You know, you're what's the word?
Blossoming.
There you go. That's exactly what I was going for. What's your tweety? Your Twitter handle?
It's something. What is it? Two littles.
Two littles. Yeah.
Zambot with an X.
Mine is Frankie1029.
Not 10029.
No. That's 129. Not 129. This is getting really confusing.
between you, I honestly kept thinking that Boogie.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Every time he says it, I'm like, did he just say Frankie's number? But it's so close. And then when he says it, it sounds so much closer. I'm like,
yeah, you know what? I never even realized that right now, but yeah.
You see how much weight he lost?
Yeah, right? I know.
It's doing really good.
Yeah, it is good. Right? Seriously.
Go Boogie.
I need to watch more of his videos. I haven't seen the last one, but still.
All right, bye, guys.
Yeah, bye.